All right. New stream, say me, let's go! Okay, chat, how many victims do we have here today? Oh, I hit 100. All right. I mean, you darlings are going to break my bank account buying all that rope for each and every one of you, but that is okay. For legal reasons, that's a joke, right? I mean, I've only asked for an address once from one of my good boys. So I think it's time that we talk about something a little serious, different, before we begin playing. Wanted to have a little conversation with my pets. Something a bit, you know, out of character, I guess, which is why I almost never do it. But I will, just for a little bit, just for this little talk. So, some of you may have been here. You might already know, but recently there has been a small controversy about me, and I wanted to clear it all up. Clear up the misunderstanding and misinformation surrounding it. There has been some chatter. So, there was this comment I received, and I won't say who posted it. If you know, you know, but it was all deleted. But this comment, well, the commenter, was basically going off a bit on how I'm creepy and my whole personality is really wrong and everything, which, I mean, I'm yandere, you know. So what did you expect, right? You're mine. You're all mine. Baby boy. My character is yandere, right? That's what I mean. But anyway, I was agitated as a response to this comment. I posted an IP address. Now, some people, some naughty people, are saying that I posted the commenter's IP address and that's really messed up and that it's a form of doxing. Some people are even saying I meant it as a legitimate threat. let me clarify. So, the IP address I posted is not a real IP address. There are a bunch of different websites where you can generate a fake IP address. And I just took one of those at random as a joke. It was a joke, you know, in character. Because it's funny, right? It's funny to joke. It really plays into who I'm supposed to be here. Some random person calls out a yandere over the internet, and then the yandere immediately and absurdly escalates things to possession. The extreme, the sudden response is, it's funny. There's a lot in humor that as long as you understand it's a joke, that it's funny. But of course, some people are having a difficulty separating reality from fiction, and they don't understand that it's a joke and thought that I was the kind of person to actually do something like that, which is, honestly, baby boys, I'm not that tech savvy. I don't even know what an IP address really is. I don't know if those IP address websites give you a real address or not. I did make the mistake of asking for an address once, but I learned from my lesson, and that was a while ago, and they know they are safe, right? So, if you were doing your homework because you're so studious and delicious and actually tracked it down, I don't know if it would take you to a real Wi-Fi network or computer or phone or whatever an IP address is tethered to. I just don't know. See? I'm not even 100% sure what an IP address even is. And people, some people, are saying that I somehow tracked that person's IP address down and posted it. What a monster that would be. I'm not even sure that's possible. And if it was, I have no idea how to do it. I mean, I might be a VTuber, but that does not mean I am tech savvy. So there, enough said. Maybe the websites I went to gave me a real IP address. As in one that is actually in use. And if it was, I had no way of knowing. I am innocent. My assumption was that it was, you know, a dummy, a mock-up, and that it wasn't in use. So if that happened, then that's real unfortunate. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened. Some people, some people who will remain unnamed because that's the kind of yandere I am, protecting you from the crazy people. Some people are saying it was real. But I have no idea if they're trolling me or not. So I'm going to be safe and assume that they are bringing this to my attention because there is a chance that they gave me a real IP address, right? Like, out of all of the possible combinations, what are the chances it would give me a real one? And even more impossible, one of yours. That's like winning a lottery ticket. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about the matter. Yeah. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that I don't actually do creepy stuff like that. You know, I'm not that type of person to actually stalk someone in real life or do yandere things. It's all a gag. Like, come on, chat. Do you boys really think I'm a yandere in real life?
Liar. You're fake. FBI, open up. She's after him. Get canceled.
You've got to be kidding me, chat. Thanks for backing me up. I really appreciate the support. I know I can always count on you. You know what? No. No, that's on me. I'm smart. I should have seen that coming. Seriously, though, this is the one time I'm breaking character since, well, like, forever, since that first AMA. And I just don't track anyone down for real-life information. I learned I'd never do anything like that again. I don't do yandere stuff. I don't do any stalking. I don't do threatening people. I feel threatened by it. Promise. Behind the screen, I'm simply a normal girl. And if anyone in the chat disagrees, why don't you just get it out right now?
Bye. Very nice, aha. I knew it. Lamau, this woman. Good luck explaining. You're fat anyway. Enjoy your ban. Fucking liar. Hot tub streams are better.
Gross.
And to think that I liked her.
Chat.
You're the edge bitch. She's
please, I think...
for him, you woo. She has issues.
Wow.
Waste of my time.
That's a sudden drop in
you
numbers.
You don't even know how to say yandere.
I guess you darlings really... took that to heart. You know, I think they're all taking things just a bit too literally here. And now we're down to just one victim. Well, two actually, if you count me. Still though, here we are. You know, I'm kind of glad. I'm glad that if there's just one viewer remaining, it's back to you and me. You were my first viewer, so I guess it's fitting. I feel like we kind of know each other, you know, we're friends. Thanks, I guess, for sticking with me through all this, for all this time, for supporting me. I can't believe the chat left me. Like, the entire chat? Well, other than you, obviously, which, I mean, you're the most important viewer, right? I appreciate it, baby boy. Still. I think I'm going through something right now, and I guess chat thinks, you know, time to leave, so gotta respect that. Boundaries, I guess. Yeah. You're adorable. I did kind of put that one on myself, I guess, but it was just an expression. That's okay. You stayed, and really, that's all that matters to me. I really don't think I'm in the wrong here. That commenter was being really, really rude. They weren't just insulting me over the yandere stuff. They were also insulting my audience. And, well, that includes you, obviously. Well, you specifically. They were pulling that parasocial card that haters always use, saying that I'm not really friends with my viewers and that they're not really friends with me, which... I might remind you, includes you specifically. They were calling you delusional. So who are they to know? Who are they to say our friendship isn't real? Who made them an authority on relationships? I've talked to you all the time, don't I? I mean, back when I first started, it was just the two of us, remember? I talked to you personally all the time, baby boy. That was real interaction, isn't it? It was meaningful. It was real. It was, I know you. I talked to you all the time, just like an in-person friend. And you talked to me directly, right back. You told me about your day. I told you about mine. We laughed. We learned each other's jokes. We still laugh and we even have some inside jokes the others don't know about. Just like in person. Right, right. We're real friends. We're real friends, aren't we? Well, I think of you as my friend. Don't evade the question. Don't you think of me as your friend too? Right. We're friends. We're friends if we say we're friends, and no one else has the right to say otherwise. Our relationship isn't anyone else's business. They can just stay bitter. I think a lot of people say that in a parasocial or an online relationship like this, well, I don't want to call it a purely online relationship, more like online focused. I mean, if we met in person, we'd be friends in person, right? And you have since told me what city you live in, right? Not your address. I won't ask again, I promise. But you did tell me what city you live in. I was looking at flights to your city, and they're really not that expensive. Mm. Oh, sorry. That was an in-character joke, right? Like the ones I used to have in the hat. What I'm saying is a lot of people say an online relationship is less legitimate because online you can control what information you show. You can hide a lot about yourself. Well, you've never been to my house, right? For all you know, I've actually got a shrine to you in there somewhere. But you could say that about all real life, too. You can hide so much. People are so fake these days. That's what I'm trying to say. Well, I assume it was always like that, though. Just, you know, the internet reveals it more than creates it. The thing is, online, you have more freedom to be yourself. More, I think, anyway. When you're going about your day-to-day life outside, it's like suffocating the social norms, the demands, the need to blend in. You have to be careful about how you act because there's real social consequences if you toe outside the line. But online, usually if you act weird, what's the worst that can happen? I mean, assuming you're not silly enough to use your real-life identity, who would do that? You could get banned from a server, website or something, but you could just make a new account, right? It's not a big deal. The consequences for being yourself are smaller online. If I acted like myself in real life, my siblings and parents would probably disown me. That's a problem for another day. Honestly, though, you know me way better than my siblings or parents do. And I spend way more time with you when compared to them anyway. So who has the right to say that I'm not your friend? That commenter was trying to say that, yes, but it's unfair to say that the viewers are the only ones who's emotionally invested in relationships online. That's the relationship, that the parasocial thing that's one-sided. But that's not true of our relationship. Not you and me. Not yours and mine. Well, sure. You watch my streams all the time. And I know it's a lot of effort because it's not your job or anything. And I notice you're here. I know you always take care to comment and support me, so I really appreciate that. Well, because you are invested in me, which is something I love so much about you. But I'm invested in you, too. I pay artists for art. I bought all this expensive audio and recording equipment. I practiced my voice work and studied algorithms and everything. And you helped me perfect some of that. I did so much just to have a sort of platform I could use to talk to you. Would an in-person friend put in that much work and effort for you, baby boy? Don't all my efforts make our relationship mutual? Maybe our relationship isn't typical, but that makes it even greater. And that commenter, that stupid, naive commenter was telling me how I don't know the real you, how you can hide everything behind your computer screen. It's the biggest lie I've ever heard. I know so much about you. I know everything about you, even the parts of you you never told me. I know your name, not just your account name. No, I'm talking about your real in-person name. I know your hobbies, even the ones you gave up. I know your interests, the things you love, the things you hate, the people you hate. Oh, it makes me hate them too. Ooh, I know who's close to you. I know your hopes, your fears, your dreams, your desires. I know about who you flirt with. I know all about your insecurities, which, by the way, I personally don't think are justified. You are amazing. I know all the things you try to hide, even from yourself. And I know you even better than you know yourself. There isn't anyone in the world who knows you like I know you. And yet, that stupid, random nobody thinks my relationship with you is fake. I have done so much just to get a little bit closer to you. Do you have any idea how hard it was to track all of your information down from where I am? To get your photo, your phone number, your address? But no! I learned not to ask, but they still think my love for you is fake. Even though I do anything for you. I'd kill or die for you. I'd sell my soul for you. I'd travel across the world for you. In fact, I've already booked that flight I mentioned earlier. Oh. That was, you know, would you believe me if I told you that was all just an in-character joke just for you? Oh, they're gone. They can't run forever. No, you can't, baby.